Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, oh, oh, oh. Watch out. You better not cry. Better not
Welcome
cry.
Back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas, everyone. We're celebrating Christmas and the holiday season with our good friend, one of our great Jewish friends, Barbara Weltman, is here. She's a wonderful member of our Brain Trust, almost 17-year member, a founding member of our Brain Trust. And Barbara, thanks again for being here. Barbara's books, folks, all her books are so outstanding. The Small Business Survival Guide is one. But the big ones are the J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes that she's been doing. 2015's out right now, right, Barb?
That is correct, and the supplements will be out in end of January.
Yeah, and then of course her ebook, Smooth Failing, which you can find all her stuff at anywhere where books are sold, especially Amazon. Barbara, when you think of America during this holiday season, what are your thoughts right now?
Well, I kind of have to be optimistic because America is so unique. There was a fabulous article in the Wall Street Journal really describing how unique we are. I mean, it's just kind of amazing. And the economy seems to be improving. Mm-hmm. I just hope that that maybe with new people will come on the scene, new leaders will appear,
yep.
And that the purported leaders, those who are sort of capturing the headlines and such, they'll fade away because they're not helping. A lot of these self-proclaimed leaders are really doing damage, in my opinion.
Well, I think you're right about that, and it's a shame that we can't dwell more on these wonderful things that we have about America. I mean, the foundation, the wellspring, the headwaters of entrepreneurship, which the rest of the world desires greatly, the headwater of that is America. Chambers of commerce, which are great institutions, are proliferated in America, not in so much in other countries. Community banks, Barbara, are unheard of in other parts of the world, and
mm-hmm.
we have 7,000 community banks. I mean, if you're a small business owner, the Danes asked me to come to talk to them years ago about entrepreneurship, and I did some homework, and you know all the safety nets that you and I know about and work with, the SCORE and the SBA and Small Business Development Centers and so many
mm-hmm.
organizations. Resources like yours and so many. I built a safety net graphic to show the Danes how much support small business owners have in America. They have almost none of that over in other parts of the world. If you're a small business owner, it's being able to be a small business owner in America is an amazing blessing, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
Warts and all, troubles and all, irritating things and all, it's still a wonderful thing.
Well, you're right. And if you look at all of the innovations that come out here there are innovations made in other parts of the world, but if you look at the scale and the scope of the innovations and the fact that you can have any kind of background, come from any country, and the concept of the American dream, meaning the opportunity here,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily the guaranteed results, but the opportunity,
right.
It's just amazing.
And the ability, the freedom to do it, and the liberty to own it after you create it.
Yeah, that's true. Amazing.
You know, I like to point out that freedom is from God. Liberty is from our Constitution. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. That's a really an excellent way of characterizing. But you know what? We have to protect it. We can't just take it for granted.
Yeah.
Because you could see it's so easy. You could see.
And when you and I argue over small things, Barbara, when Americans argue with each other over small things, it diminishes the great things, I think. What do you think?
Well, I think we lose sight of the big picture, which is, the opportunity to argue and pick at these things.
Yeah.
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
And
Merry Christmas. Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. And we have to, and tolerance. If I could pray for one thing right now, Barbara, and I hope you'll pray with me on this, is that we find a way to be more tolerant of each other. What do you think?
Sounds like a great plan for the new year.
Hey, Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job. I love you.
Same to you.
See you later. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. We'll celebrate her 17th anniversary next month on our show. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back one more hour after this, live Christmas Day programming. I'm Jim Lysingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.